Greetings, Zoe, and welcome to day 8 of our fast and devotional. It was a pleasure to be with you yesterday to talk about the permanence of the kingdom of God. And you know, because of that permanence, we can have joy even in the midst of circumstances that are being shaken. We know that we are part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and that should be a reason for joy and a reason to give thanks to the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul in his Philippian letter encouraged us to rejoice in the Lord always, in good times and in bad times. Why? Because he knew we are part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And he said that when we have worries, to turn those worries into prayers and to pray to the Lord with thanksgiving in our heart. In fact, I'm going to read that passage from the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." In verse 6, he says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In verse 7, this is what he says happens when we do come to go to the Lord with joy, with thanksgiving, and with prayer. He says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, so much of what we're hearing today can create stress and anxiety and worry. And you might be distressed right now because of all the things that are going on. Well, there is peace that will protect our minds and our hearts as we take those anxieties, those anxious thoughts, and turn them into prayers. But not just into prayer. You see, the Lord, God is not a slot machine where we just put in a coin and blessings come out. We're supposed to go to God with joy, but also with thanksgiving. That is, as you're asking God for more, we need to appreciate and thank God for what he's done already. And there are things that God has already done. As I admonished you on Sunday, you need to walk around your house and walk around your neighborhood and open your eyes to the things that he has done, even if you're just thanking God for the air that you breathe, even if you're just thanking God for the sky, you're thanking God for your house and your carpet and your walls and your sofa and anything around your house. Those things come from the Lord, and we need to give thanks to him. Zoe, be encouraged, because it is a time to rejoice. I know the world may not be rejoicing. They might be anxious, but it is a time to give joy to the Lord. Take those anxious thoughts, turn them into prayers, and thank God for the things that he has done. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.